You're listening to the Closing Market Report for this Tuesday afternoon. Just a quick reminder that I'll be traveling this afternoon towards Kansas City for the Kevin Van Trump Conference. That's the VTC 18 tomorrow and then again on Thursday. So you can expect to hear some things at least Thursday from there. I won't arrive until later in the day tomorrow, mostly because it doesn't start actually until tomorrow afternoon. So check that out, and I'll try to put some things up on my Twitter account as well, at Commodity Week. Now we're joined by Don Day. He's at Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. I'm thinking, Don, that as I head across the top of the state of Missouri, that I'll see an awful lot of snow, and I kind of hope roads are cleared up by the time I get there. Should be. I don't think there's anything else coming in the next couple of days there. What do you see?
Yeah, there's a bit of a break, but as cold as it's been behind the storm system that came through over the weekend, a lot of snow on the ground, and it's going to stick around here for quite a while. Is the trend that we're seeing here for the last days of November and into the first 10 days of December, for most of the nation, looks colder than normal, and more opportunities for winter weather coming our way. We're on schedule, as it stands right now, to have the coldest November in the lower 48 states since the 2014 November. So if you think it's been a cold month, you are correct. It's been that way for most of the country.
And you said maybe some more weather in early December. What do you see?
Well, what we see are several more storm systems, at least a couple, that will be traversing the nation's midsection and also some areas of the south central United States. We're going to see the possibility as we get into this weekend of a pretty good storm system burst up into the northern plains, up around the Dakotas, some of the parts of the northern Rockies. And then this will go across the northern and northwest part of the Corn Belt. Now, on the eastern side of this system, there's going to be some pretty good rains in the eastern Corn Belt, even some severe weather and some pretty good rains in the southeastern United States. So it's going to be an active pattern again for the second weekend in a row.
And then if you turn your attention to South America, how are crops doing there?
Not bad. Rainfall so far this start of the growing season down in the southern hemisphere has been pretty good, especially for Brazil. Adequate rainfall in most of the growing areas there as well. Argentina hasn't done bad either. Some of the northern and western areas have been a little bit drier. Argentina hasn't had as much rain, but so far so good. Soil moisture profiles are looking good in both countries at the moment.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Hey, it's Giving Tuesday, and if you have not thought about where to make a gift just yet, maybe you can make a financial contribution right here to the ag programming that comes to you from Illinois Public Media. Now, on Giving Tuesday, pick your charitable contributions. I suspect you already give to your church, probably maybe the local food pantry. Maybe you can find in your heart a little someplace else there in your community that you'd like to give. And maybe, too, you can make a phone call and make a gift here to Illinois Public Media and the agricultural programming. That's easy to do. You can do it at 217-244-9455. That's 217-244-9455 on this Giving Tuesday. Hey, thanks so much for being along with us for the ride this afternoon on the Closing Market Report. I'll come to you from Kansas City, Missouri, or someplace thereabouts tomorrow, and then, of course, on Thursday as well at the Van Trump Conference. I'm Todd Gleason.